Okay.
There's Nadine.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I see that you've been talking here with Rachel, and she does such a wonderful job, you know, explaining the outline of the program. So she was telling me that your Google Business Profile, was it suspended? Is that what happened?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know why I got suspended.
Interesting. Did you make any edits to it? Like, did you change the phone number or the company name?
Nope.
Or the address?
No, I sent them a video because I honestly do my cleaning business out of my house. So I sent them a little video.
Yeah.
And then they suspended me.
Interesting. Okay. Well, we can help you. That's not a problem. I know a lot of people have been coming across that issue where they're trying to verify themselves, and for whatever reason, the video is not accepted or what have you. But we have a team here that takes care of all of that. excuse me. Rachel mentioned you've been in business, well, 2 years in the new location, right? You were in the Carolinas at first?
No, not. I got my license in April.
Oh, congratulations. How exciting. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, thank you. It is.
Now, what is your specialty? Is it like just strictly cleaning, residential, commercial? What's your preference?
We do commercial and residential.
Okay. Beautiful. What about power washing or gutter cleaning, anything like that?
We do carpet cleaning.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay.
So,
and
I don't have a pressure washer yet. Maybe later. I don't do that
okay.
right now.
Just not now. No worries.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. Now, I did want to ask you, so you mentioned something about Facebook. Is it a business Facebook page that you created for A&W Cleaning Services Gulf Coast?
Yes.
Or is it personal? Okay, a business
one. Oh, I have a personal one and a business one, yeah.
Awesome. Okay. What I would recommend for you, Wendy, is our platinum package, because this package would include both Google and Facebook marketing. However, the way that we do things here, we set our program where it's a fixed flat rate. It's month to month. There's absolutely no contracts. We're not charging you per call, per job, or per click. So basically what we would be doing is getting you verified through Google. Okay, getting your profile optimized to the first page and maintaining it there, managing it by the keywords and search terms. Content creation on Bing. We do Facebook advertising, where Facebook ads will retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. As soon as they click on your Facebook ad, they are calling you directly. Now, a lot of our clients, I will tell you, have seen great results. In addition, we will also make sure that the website, or actually, you don't even have a website. It's Facebook is what you're using, right? You do
I have a website also. Yes.
Okay, so you have both. It was kind of hard to understand her notes here. Okay, hold on. Sorry about that. Okay, so
you do
have the website.
Right.
I saw the Angie's List. Okay, I'll just dig a little deeper to find the website. Now, your website, we definitely want to make sure that that's attached where your business is listed, because we want them to see the quality work that you do and to get to learn more about your company. And then we'll cover the mobile platform so that whenever someone's doing a search and they're using their iPhone or their Android or their tablet, we would make sure that they find your company listed there immediately. So it's like basically going to cover all of your bases. For the price, I'm going to bring you in at a new in business rate. You're looking at $249 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. Okay.
I don't want to do it. I just want to get my Google back. I'm not worried about Facebook. I just want my Google back. And I talked to one company. They said they do it for a year. I mean, not for a year. For the life. Bro, it's a one-time fee of $249. That's all I got to pay. And I'll be on Google search, and I'll be on Google Voice, and it's only a one-time fee of $250.
Okay, so Google Voice, which is the voice search, I want to be transparent with you, okay? When they tell you it'll be for life, right?
Yeah.
You can go, if you want to save money, okay, you don't want to spend anything, you can appeal to Google to have it unsuspended. It's going to take you
some
time.
I already did that. I appealed it already, and they still denied me.
Okay. So here's the thing. If someone, like for this company that's charging you $249 for life, listen, anybody can get you verified on Google. You'll be on Google, but first page placement, you're not going to be there because no one's managing
right.
that profile on the first page with your keywords. Your profile will be there if they look for you by company name, they're going to find you immediately, right? But if they don't know your company by name and they're searching for your services, you're going to be buried in the pages. You'll have the profile always, but you're never going to know what page you're going to land on. Now, the voice searches, you want to be careful with that. And I just want to tell you, Wendy, because those will generate a lot of spam calls. Because what they do is they submit you to all these different directories, and they're directories that you've probably never even heard of. And those directories will generate spam calls. So I'm just letting you know the decision is yours, whatever you want to do, but that's what you're looking at, okay? The program that I'm offering you, because I want to be transparent, you mentioned that you target 30 to 40 miles. You know that local map section on Google is only going to cover what Google says is your local area, and that's really going to be within 5 to 10 miles from your zip code, okay? So in order for you to even be found outside of that is either running Google Ads or Facebook Ads, and I'll tell you right now, Google Ads aren't going to be the better fit for you. It's going to be the Facebook Ads. They're going to higher conversion rate. You're going to get a better response because Google and Facebook work very well together hand in hand. And that's why I was offering you this package because the Facebook ads is what's going to get you found within the 30 to 40 miles. Okay.
Right.
So I understand if it's not what you're wanting to pay and I get that, but be very careful handing $249 to somebody who says it's for life when I mean, yeah, those companies that say that, they're just basically helping you get verified, and they're not worried about what page you're going to land on. They're not doing anything for first page placement. They won't tell you that, but you will soon find out.
SEO, right?
What we do is SEO, search engine optimization. There's a lot that goes into that. That's posting, management of keywords and search terms. It's not just a click of a button and you're there for life on the first page. It doesn't work like that. Google has an algorithm. So we got to always be ensuring that we're managing the right keywords and search terms so that you're always being found at that moment. So it's a management. I will tell you that. I know it's a lot of information, right? But I would rather be honest and transparent with you so that way you know and understand, like, this is how it all operates. Because those companies, I'll tell you, I hear it all the time. You have no idea, Wendy, how many businesses I talk to that are told the same thing by other companies. And it's like, there's no way. It's like this. And I'm probably going to tell you my age when I tell you this, right? So back in the day when I was a kid, we used to get the yellow pages delivered to our front doorstep at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year. Okay.
Yeah, I did too.
So if you remember, Wendy, right, everybody started their business with A, AAA, AA, quadruple A, you know, because they wanted to be in the first pages, right, of the alphabet because it went in alphabetical order. Yeah. Google doesn't work like that. But if you noticed over the years, it's like, man, just the letter A had pages and pages and pages of businesses that started with the letter A because they all wanted to be in the first page, right?
Right.
Because that's how those yellow pages and white pages worked. Google doesn't work like that. It's all an algorithm.
Right.
So, you know, very different, very, very different. So we're probably around the same age then.
I'm 51.
I remember. I'm 52. Oh, I got you beat by 1 year.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I turned 51 in August.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm 52. I'll be 53 in May.
May what? My son's birthday's in May. It's May
12th. May 10th.
Oh, that's cool.
You're going to trip out when I tell you I have a cousin that's May 2nd. I have a cousin that's May 5th. My uncle is May. He's May 4th. My cousin is May 7th. My best friend's husband is May 8th. My manager's is, one of my old managers is May 7th. And then I'm May 10th. And then I have two friends that are on May 12th. What a trip, right?
Oh, cool. Yeah, my sons are made quilt.
Oh, wow.
All these bull-headed horses.
Isn't that crazy? I know. You know what? My husband says that, too. And I'm like, look it. Don't even go there. He's all stubborn and bullheaded.
Right.
Yeah, that's so true. Funny. I'm not going to lie. In some instances, yes, I will admit.
Right.
You know, when I say one thing, I'm stuck on that, and you're not going to change me. I my husband's all,
that's
you don't like change,
is.
Do you?
Yep. That's what he is. But very creative. Parsons are very creative people. I don't care what anybody says.
You know
I
what?
Let me,
well, I'll tell you. Tauruses love, and when they love hard, right? They are super loyal. You know, and it's funny because my ex-husband, my first husband, he was an Aries, and everybody said, how in the heck did you guys wind up together? I said, I don't know, but that's why it didn't last that long. After the two kids, we were done.
I know, that's right. They're airheaded. They're arrogant. Airy.
Oh, Barry. Oh, he was so, I was like, oh, I can't handle this, you know?
Right. That's funny.
But yeah, I mean, how do you feel about this program? Does the price kind of hold you back a little bit, if you don't mind me asking, Wendy?
I'm not going to lie to you. I live in Florida. My oldest lives in Florida. I just had, we're going through this hurricane.
I know.
My dad, hometown, well, his family town up in the map, they got blowed off the map. I'm sent money up there, and I'm kind of strapped right now, like, until all this kind of blows over.
Yeah.
I just try to catch up. And I actually got on Angie's list because my Google listing went away, and I was like, we still got to get leads to make money. So I had to spend $300 on Angie's list. So I'm like, and I haven't even cooped up all my money back on that yet. We actually
And you're on a contract with them too, right?
No, there's no contract with them anymore.
Really? Because I know that they were putting everybody on a 12-month contract. You paid no matter what.
I'm pretty sure. I don't think it's a contract.
Oh, wait a minute.
Anymore.
Are you doing the pay per lead?
Yes.
Okay, so you got the different Angies. It used to be called Home Advisor. Now they call it Angie 12. Okay.
They're together.
Okay, actually, Angie's bought out Home Advisor. That's why it's called Home Advisor, powered by Angie's. Angie's List is the one where it's like Angie's Ads is what they call it, too. But you pay a monthly fee, and it's for 12 months. You're on a contract, and that's whether that program's working or not, you're paying for it. If you try to get out of it, you're paying whatever it's going to cost to get out of the contract. So
yeah, I've been with them before, but I thought this time they was a good contract.
That was a different one. The one that you're doing is the one that used to be Home Advisor. It's still Angie's, but you're paying per lead. So what you paid is a subscription. They're going to send your leads. And the leads, I'm going to tell you something. You know where they're getting the leads from. They're spending millions of dollars on running Google ads that'll say, like, 25 best cleaners near me. And they'll run them in an area where there's a heavy search. They're capturing them from Google. But what's going to happen, Wendy, and I don't want to discourage you, okay, but you're going to get that lead, and there's two or three other businesses that are getting the same lead.
Yeah, you just got to be on top of it. You got to call it before the other.
Yeah, you
got to
call it right away.
You gotta be on top of it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the best thing that I could do, what I could do is waive your setup fee to kind of help you in that way and save you $99 where you would only pay the $249 to get it started. And it's $249 every month after that. You know, I don't know if that'll help you, right? But at least if I could save you $99, I mean, that's what I would be able to do. Again, I don't know if that would help you any, but at least it would be giving you all of what we discussed just with no setup fee included.
I mean, what if we just did it? I just want where it's, I just want my business verified and put back on Google like it was before.
If we do that, that would be our local only package. It's a super basic, but I want to be super transparent with you. Our timeline that we're always going to give you, and this is even still with us being a Google channel partner, is 45 to 60 days. But that package is $199 a month. So it's a $50 difference. Yep. Because we're not including any type of ad campaigns. Like no Facebook ads. It's just getting you verified and putting you on that first page of Google. It's $199
a month. Be on the first page. You know, some people get on there and they'll pull up all the companies and then look who's got the 5 stars. Because I got a lot of leads just on my free Google business.
Yeah. I mean, then I would suggest keep, if you want it, like I said, if you want to save money, because we're not just going to charge you we don't do that. Just get you verified. And we're doing placement on first page. If you're not interested in that, then I would say keep trying to appeal it to see, you know, what you can do to get it back up. That's my only suggestion, if that's what you're trying to do is save money. But I'll be quite honest with you. Anybody who's going to charge you $249, you're better off doing it yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So I filled it already, right, and then they denied it. How much longer will I have to wait for them to put it back on?
I know. I now always be transparent. I know with us, we're always going to ask you to stick it out 2 months because it could take 45 to 60 days for us to get you through the verification process. And that's not because of our delay, because you know how Google is at times, right? We're going to give you that timeline. But you know what, Wendy? Sometimes I've seen it happen a lot sooner. But I'm still going to stick to the 45 to 60 days because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. Because if, let's just say this, if I told you 31 days, right? 30 days, you're going to be verified and on the first page, Wendy. But you're not on there until day 31. Now I know me, I'd be on the phone already calling you and saying, what happened, Nadine? You told me 30 days and it's day 31 that I'm on the first page, right? Or that I got verified. So that's why no matter what, I'm going to stick to saying 45 to 60 days.
Okay. All right, can you hold on 1 second? I'm at a bank picking up some keys.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, go right ahead. No worries.
Okay. All right, hold on. Hey, good. I need the keys. We're the cleaners. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Absolutely. We have both the stuff here. You just both the sign of
Can you grab that thing and give your keys with you? Okay. Yeah, I'll go get my keys and get them out of there.
Sounds good, yeah, we sure did earlier. Thank you. Okay, you have a bunch of logs on you.
It's Wendy Martin.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me print this, and then I will get those keys and grab a signature from you and let you be on your way.
Okay. Now the $250 a month, is that in a contract?
No, honey. The only thing, like I said, we're going to ask you for a 2-month verbal commitment. You pay monthly. You can cancel at any time. All I'll tell you is this. Just call 3 days before the business, before your next billing's due to cancel so that way you don't get charged. We part as friends. Your Google business profile, once we get you verified, you're the owner of it. We're just managers. So you still continue to hold the ownership even during the time that we're managing it. So.
Okay.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
No worries. Take your time.
Okay.
Yeah, I can talk now. Sorry about
okay.
that.
No need to apologize. You're working too. I'm sorry that we're calling you. You're working. Oh my gosh. So yeah, no. So like I was saying, right? I'm going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. I call it a 2-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. Anytime you want to cancel or pause it, as long as you call 3 business days before your billing is due, you don't incur that charge. We simply part as friends. You continue to hold the ownership of your Google business profile, your Facebook page, even during the time that we're managing the Facebook ads and the Google business profile. We're not even going to tinker with your website, okay? Your website, we just always want to make sure that it's attached. We're not going to touch it. We're not going to change it. We just always want to make sure that that website's attached. The website's nice, by the way. Who built that?
Oh, Wedsboro.
They did a really good job. It looks really good.
Wedsboro, thank you. Actually, a couple of girls I used to work with. I used to work for the Business Journal. And a couple of girls, one of the girls I worked with went to go work for Wedsboro. And then one of the girls, she actually helped me. She's the one that did my little bio.
Oh, nice. I was going to tell you, do you have access to it? Like, are you yourself able to make changes?
No, I'm not.
Oh, damn.
I wish I was. But, I mean, I guess they can. All I got to do is send my friend a message.
I would ask your friend, hey, can you make sure my Facebook page is linked? Because I'll tell you why. If I click on the little Facebook logo on the website, when I click on it, it doesn't take me to your Facebook page. The Yelp logo does, right? But not the Facebook.
Yeah.
So it might not be linked. All it is sometimes them just adding the link on the back office part of it. But that's the only suggestion I would say. The only thing that I see in regards to that when you click on the Facebook, it doesn't take me anywhere. So that tells me that it's probably missing the link. So I would just hit her up and just say, hey, is there any way you could just kind of, fix it? You know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
So all right. I don't know, Wendy. I mean, what do you think? The options would be you pay just a super basic $199. It's going to be a $50 difference. Or for $249, you're getting the package with the Facebook ads included.
Okay. So I think I'm doing a $250. But how long, since my account suspended, how long will it take y'all to get it pulled back
up? Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to still say 45 to 60 days, but there is a possibility that it could happen a lot sooner.
Geez, that's a long time to wait.
I just got to be honest and transparent with you because any other company out there that's not a Google Channel partner, it's going to take them 6 months or longer. The Facebook ads, I will tell you this, the Facebook ads would be up and running within 7 to 14 days. Those could already start generating calls for you because if someone is searching for your services on Google and then they go to their Facebook page, they're going to be retargeted with your Facebook ad. But typically,
okay,
we're
so
still going to say.
Facebook ad will go ahead and give me.
Yeah,
give
that could generate.
Get us contact.
Oh yeah, have you ever seen a Facebook ad? Like, when you go on Facebook, will you sometimes you'll see an ad on something that you searched for previously, and you're like, "What the heck?" or something you were talking about.
Yes.
Okay. That's a Facebook ad. I'll give you an example. My sister-in-law just became an iPhone family member, right? We finally converted her to the iPhone. One day she and I are talking about menopause symptoms, right? She's complaining to me about I got hot flashes, and we're just like comparing notes, right? The next day, she's texting me in a panic. Nadine, oh my God, I think they hacked my phone. I'm getting all these menopause ads. I almost fell out of my chair. I was laughing so hard. And I'm like, Michelle, it's because you were searching up menopause symptoms on Google. So now when you go to your Facebook ad, your Facebook, you're getting these ads for menopause medication.
Right.
I almost died laughing. I was like, oh my gosh. She was like, they hacked my phone. This is why I don't want to be an iPhone. I own her. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that has nothing to do with it. So.
Right.
Yeah, it was hilarious. My husband was like, oh my gosh, yes, of course, my sister. And I'm like, oh. But that's how those ads work. Even if you were looking to hire people, okay, you could run an ad for hiring. There's so many things you could do. You could do like a promotional deal with the ad, like for the holidays, 5% off or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Especially right now, you know, people are going to want to start getting their homes ready. Holidays are going to be coming up. Even after the holiday, they need people to come in and like, you know, because let's be real. I know I don't have time to always clean my house, you know, and even after the massacres happened, you know. But yeah, that's, you know, this is a really good time. So it's your options.
You said, how much do I have to pay today? $250? $249,
yeah, because I would be waiving your setup fee, Wendy, to at least help you save $99 there. I know sometimes that can go a long ways. I mean, that's like almost a full gas tank in my Ford. Almost.
Right. Yeah, that's a lot.
Tell you. I'm dying with gas prices here in California, man.
Oh, you're in California? What
part? We're in Southern California, so we're in Orange County, in between Los Angeles and San Diego, like literally 20 minutes away from Disneyland. I told my husband, I feel like I should be, I might as well purchase a horse and just go on a horse riding around. It's ridiculous. The gas prices are crazy.
Oh, no. How much is a gallon of gas out here? $4 or $5?
Almost $5 right now. And it seems like every time, I don't know. I'm telling you, it's like either I work, my husband works, and he does, sometimes he even does detailing on the side for my brother-in-law's auto shop, you know, like on the weekends.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, if you don't have a two-income household, you're like, chances are you're struggling.
Like
that's crazy.
Like, I have a job, I have a business, I even do Uber when my cleanings are slow. And we're still just barely making it.
Same thing. Let me tell you, trust me, and I got like grandbaby number 15 coming. I tell my husband, man, it's like they're talking about a lot of families are moving in together. You don't even want to know what we pay for rent out here. You would probably fall off your chair.
For 35 months.
For like a one-bedroom, one bath, not even a garage. We're talking like a carport. Okay, I'm not even joking. $2,300.
Jeez.
Oh yeah.
I have a two-bedroom, one bath. I rent like $1,350, and I live in Pensacola.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's
it is, and it's a nice little apartment. It's not bad. We got two pools. We got a workout room.
Nice. My friend literally lives in Arizona. She just moved out there. It's a two-bedroom, one bath, all utilities included, $1,300.
Really?
And she's right by the river, yeah.
That's nice. One of my friends she just moved back to Arizona on Sunday morning.
Aw. Well, now you have a reason to go visit, right?
Yeah. Come on. There you go.
Yeah.
I've never been to California. I want to go.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I will tell you, if you're into the beach scene and stuff, like Malibu, like Santa Barbara's nice. San Diego's really nice. Los Angeles has got some nice areas, but it could be kind of dirty. You know what I mean? I'll keep it real with you.
Yeah.
Orange County is a nice area because you got Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm. There's a lot of beautiful beaches, you know, going down the coast. So yeah, there's some good places you can go to. You know, if you come to California, if you go to the northern part, you're over there by San Francisco, right? The Bay Area. We're in the south. So, I mean, there's some really nice spots to visit. You know what I mean? It's like everything. Yeah. You got good and bad, but yeah.
Right, so, exactly.
But all I don't know. Well, what really do you think about all this, Wendy?
I kind of want to go ahead and do it, but I just want to hurry up and get some calls because my Google's down. I've been, like, panicking.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. The longer you wait, the longer it's gonna even be. You know what I mean? To get the ball rolling. I mean, because if you – and I don't say this to pressure you, but the longer you wait to get the ball rolling on it, it's going to be even longer. You know what I mean? And, again, I got to be transparent with the timeline. Does that mean it's going to take that long? No, but I have to be transparent. There
so that's the longest.
Yeah. 45 to 60.
What's the shortest?
I'm going to stick to
that. What's the shortest and what's the longest? The shortest
I've seen,
could be.
The shortest, I've seen some people, and I'm not going to lie, I have seen in the past where some people have been verified and already on the first page within 3 weeks. I've seen some where it's taken the 60 days. So
right.
A lot
let's,
of that, too.
Let's just go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Let's just go ahead and do it.
Okay.
You need to make your commission. We all need to make money.
Well, honestly, it ain't even about the commission, honey. I get paid salary, but I will tell you this. I get paid salary no matter what. I'm all, even if I work overtime. Yeah.
Well, damn, I'll put you in a commission.
You know, I prefer that you get something that's going to give you a return. And listen, even once we get you verified, if you decide, I don't want to do it no more, I'm cool with just being verified, you can cancel it. We're not going to say, no, we're holding you hostage. You know what I mean? What's the best email for you? Because I'm going to send you everything in writing right now.
Okay, it's Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, and then B-I-D-D-I-X, the number 3@gmail.com. Let me, I'll do my email again. Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, and then B as in boy, I as in igloo, D as in David, I as in igloo, X as in x-ray, the number 3@gmail.com.
I got it.
Okay.
You're like me. I'll say something. I'm like, wait a minute.
Right.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
I mean, it's Biddick. So some people are like, huh? So then all them B's and D's sound like the same. You know what I mean?
You're
so
like,
I work on the
you know.
Too. And when some people are like, I'm like, what's your email? They're like, STCT. Sound like it all sounds the same. You got to slow down. You got to say, Charlie, Tom.
I was talking to a Marine a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, okay, let me see if I can do it how you guys do it. Delta, Charlie. That's all
I
know.
That's
how I do it. Alpha. Oh, my gosh. Okay,
yes.
I'm sending you this first email, Wendy. And they're both going to be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first one's just going to say Google and Facebook marketing. And it's going to say that the cost for the Platinum Package, $249 month to month. And everything that we're including. I'm sending you also one that says Client Dashboard Analytics. And that one just gives you an overview of our reporting system. Just so you know how the reports will look when you're tracking your results with us. Because to me, that's super important, right?
All right. Yeah.
Okay. And then let me go here. Now, on this phone number that we're speaking on, do you also receive text messages?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you right now the number to our customer service department. Whenever you have an update, change, question, concern, you're going to contact customer service. I'm going to highly suggest that you save our phone number in your contacts. Under Local Splash, our 877 number, so this way you never lose it.
S-P-L-A-S-H?
Yes, ma'am, like a splash of water. Local, as in your local area. Splash, like a splash of water. I had one guy in Spanish tell me, are you calling me loco? And I'm like, no. It's local.
That's funny.
I was like, I'm not calling you crazy. He just started laughing. Now,
that's
I
funny.
Also, it's 877.
Okay.
635.
Okay.
225.
Okay. Well, I stopped getting all these calls about everybody trying to get me back on Google. Once I'm on Google, will they stop? I get a lot of spam
hopefully,
calls.
You know what? Okay, your spam calls. Who's your carrier?
Cricket.
Cricket? Okay. Do you have an iPhone?
Yes.
Okay. On your iPhone, you know when a call comes in and you're like, what number is this? And they're like, and it's a spam call. On your phone, you can block it.
You can
block it. Uh-huh. So, like me, I'll get a call, and I'm like, whose number is this, right? And then I'll listen to the voicemail. I go straight into my phone, and I have the option where I can block the phone number. I block it so it doesn't come in anymore. You have no idea. I've been getting all these political text messages, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Me too. Me too.
You're going to laugh when my husband, I'm all, why am I getting this text? It's like, hi. The girl's like, hi, this is blah, blah, blah. She addressed me too. Honey Dean, this is so-and-so. Excited for the Kamala Harris team. Are you available to make calls Saturday and Sunday? You know what I mean? And I'm looking at my husband. He goes, tell them go Trump.
No, that's right.
I told him, why am I getting this text? Like, I was, like, totally tripping. You know, I don't like to talk politics because everybody has their own opinions. But my sister-in-law goes, well, were you ever a Democrat years ago or something? I said, probably in the very beginning, if I remember. But I go whatever's biblically correct. That's what my pastor tells me.
Exactly.
You know?
You're right.
And then she goes, that's probably what you're getting. But my husband's all, give me your phone. I'm going to put go Trump. I'm like,
that's
oh my gosh, I couldn't stop laughing. Oh yeah, yeah. Now, if you look at your text message, on that text it has our hours of operation: Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. So remember, we're 3 hours behind you, so we're always here for you, 10 to 7. And I already sent you your login credentials for your reporting system. So your username is your phone number, but your password is one word, all lowercase. My
and where do I go to look
profit.
At this stuff at?
Look at your text message on your phone.
You texted to me. I'm actually driving. I'll look at
it. I sure did. Oh, you're good, honey. Yeah, okay, you're driving? Okay, yeah. I sent you a text. So it's all in your text message. And then you'll get them in emails as well. Now, let me do this. Wendy, what's your last name? It's just for the account purpose here with us.
Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
And the phone number that should be listed for the business is the 704-292-3592. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the company name, does it read as A, capital A, the ampersand, which is the and symbol, and then capital W, like it's one word, A-N-W, and then it says cleaning services. Is it Gulf Coast LLC or without the Gulf Coast?
No, it's with Gulf Coast.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay, so let me see here. And you have that LLC on it. Now, what's the address that you have associated with the business? Is it the 3205 East Olive Road?
Yep.
And is that number 187?
Yes, but I don't want it showing 187.
It will
not.
It will not.
Okay.
Your address, as a matter of fact, the address will be hidden. That address, we don't want it showing up on there. Okay. I'm assuming this is your home address, right? Your home office is what we call it.
Yeah, because I'm running out of my house.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't want that to show on Google, so you'll be fine. It'll be hidden. And I have Pensacola 32514, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, Wendy, I'm going to start going over the billing, okay? Before I process your payment, I will be walking you through a voice verification recording, and it's for your protection because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. It's going to go over the service agreement, the billing date, the amount, that it's a 2-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. If you need a pause or cancel, call 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't get charged, okay? When I'm walking you through it right now, if there's anything that you don't understand, you just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. Okay?
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on the recording right now. And Wendy, it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
It's A&W Cleaning Services Gulf Coast LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Wendy Martin. I am the CEO of A&W.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Wendy, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, okay? So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes you might get a company that's trying to sell you other type of online products. They are not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more money. As a matter of fact, right now, I'm going to put a security code on your account with us. Now, this will protect your account. The security question could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My mother's maiden name.
What was her maiden name?
Dotson.
Dotson? D-O-T-S-O-N?
No, Johnson. J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Johnson.
Okay, Johnson. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what I want is for you to always get into the habit of asking us whenever we call, what's my security question? Because if anyone ever hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is October 9th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this will be a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged, okay, on the 9th of November, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed. I'm sorry, hon. Go ahead.
I just put my card on file.
Yes, the card will be on file, but this is why I'm explaining. So, like, today you're going to pay $249, right? Now, automatically, on November 9th, you're going to be charged the $249. Okay, you'll get a receipt sent to you as soon as the payment processes, right? Now, November 9th is your second month, okay? After that second month is completed, it's just going to continue to go month to month. So you know that every 9th of the month, it's going to automatically charge the $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time, and that's by contacting client support. That is the number that I asked you to save, the 877 number. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel it, okay, all we ask is this. All you do is make sure that you call 3 business days before that billing is due so that way you don't get charged. We simply part as friends, okay? If you need to change the card, call 3 business days before the billing so that way the card, the correct card is charged. Okay?
Okay.
Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Wendy, the card that you're going to be putting on file, is it in your name, the business name, or in both?
My name.
And how does it read on there? Just Wendy Martin, or there is like a middle initial?
Yes, it's Wendy B. Martin.
B as in boy?
Yes.
Okay. Same billing address as well?
Yes.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express,
Visa.
Or Discover? Visa.
Visa.
Okay. And then what is the card number whenever you're ready?
It's 4000.
Uh-huh.
2231.
Okay.
6796.
Uh-huh.
8650.
Okay, 1 second. Expiration month and year?
0828.
08 of 28, and the CVV code on the back?
816.
Okay. So I'm updating your package. I'm going to process the payment in a couple of minutes. You're going to get the receipt sent both to your email, and it's also going to be sent to you in a text message. I probably need about maybe 5 more minutes of your time, and then we'll be all done. Okay? The next order of business, I need to schedule your client interview. This is where the magic is going to happen, Wendy. It's not really with me. It's going to be with my technician during the client interview. Basically, what they're going to do is re-verify the information you and I go over. They're going to cross all the T's, dot all the I's, talk to you about the Google business profile, keywords, Facebook ads, okay? I'm going to block out an hour, but that appointment can take between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. It's just going to depend on how many questions or details you have, okay? But I want to make it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. How does your schedule look tomorrow?
We can do it at 12 o'clock.
At 12? Okay. So let me do this. I'm going to send you...
I'm Central time.
Yes.
I'm Central time.
Are you still on Central or are you Eastern?
I'm Central.
You're in Florida, right?
Yeah, Central time. I'm in Pensacola. We're Central.
Really? Pensacola Central? Interesting.
Yes. Yep.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like right
well,
now,
good thing. You what? You know what? You are so right. I just realized that. Isn't that interesting? I was like,
yep.
Are you sure you're not? Are you sure you're not? You're like, listen, I live here. Let me correct you. Okay. I'm glad that we clarified that. Good thing. Oh, my gosh. I never – that is so weird. I wonder why, though. How come you guys are on Central and not Eastern?
I have no idea.
Because you're special.
I guess. I like Central time, but I love it.
Yeah, okay, so then
– time is pretty early.
Yeah, so then actually you're 2 hours ahead of us. So basically our time zone for you, like when we're available for you, is then going to be 9 to 6, not 10 to 7, okay? I'm glad we clarified that. I would have had big old boo-boo on that one. Okay, so Wendy, I'm going to send you your calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to call you between 12 and 1 o'clock your time, and we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. So all I need is for you to make sure that you're answering all the calls within that hour. Now, I'll send you a reminder an hour before, but let's just say you're in the middle of something and you need like 5 or 10 more minutes. Just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back? And we'll call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm just going to go over just a few notes for my technicians so that way they know where to start from. I have your website to attach there. You're doing residential and commercial. Let me see here. And then also, let me see, residential, commercial. What else do you need me to notate? Carpet cleaning, right?
Yes.
Anything else specific that you want me to mention on here that I might be missing? Do you do Airbnbs, clean outs, moving? I don't know.
Yes.
Construction cleanup?
The whole nine yards.
Okay.
Construction
beautiful.
Cleanup. We're going to do it all.
Okay. I'm going to let them know that your account has been suspended, so that way they're aware that there is a Google Business profile, so that way they can start appealing it on their end. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
Both. I'm licensed and insured. I'm both.
Awesome. Okay. And then hours of operation.
We typically start at 7 in the morning, so 7 at night.
Oh, my goodness. Monday through Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah, no, we don't work Sundays. Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And then I'm going to put here, you have your Facebook page. You know what I noticed on your Facebook page? You don't have your phone number listed on there.
I don't?
No, I'm looking right at it. I even made sure that it was yours because the website link is on there. So when I click on it, it goes straight to your website. But all I see on your Facebook, like there's a picture on there. Vinegar is the secret to having soft towels and perfectly white laundry. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. I added that on there.
I'm reading that and I'm like, I had no idea. And you got some good pictures on here, too. Good job. Wow.
Thank you.
Talk about clean. Let me tell you, hats off to you. I hate cleaning my house. When I get into the deep cleaning, I tell my husband, get out. It looks like a hurricane hit my house before, like I'll jump from one room. I got another room going. Like it's like, he's all, it looks worse. I'm all, get out of here until I'm done. Like leave me alone.
Right.
I'm in my zone.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't have your phone number on there, Wendy. I didn't see it. So you have access to it, right? Because you're going to add us on as managers.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. And
how
what?
I add us, though? I don't see my
phone number.
But I always advertise my phone number 704-292-3592. How do I
add
my phone number?
The technician can help you with adding it. I'll tell them that you don't have your phone number on there, so that way they can help you fix that.
I'm sitting in traffic, so.
It's okay, honey. No worries.
Okay, phone.
Yeah, there should be a part where you could edit your information.
Yeah, I'm doing it now. Well,
oh, good.
Traffic.
You're like, let me just handle it now.
Ah! All right, let me add it.
Now, you guys have another storm hitting, right?
Yeah, and it's close to where my kids are at. I'm really concerned. This number will display on your page. Facebook will not use it to contact you. I'm going to say. It's not doing anything. It's in red. Oh, it says, what the heck? Well, it's not coming to Pensacola. The storm is going to be... Must be in Tampa or Sarasota last time I looked.
Really? You know, I'm going to...
phone number beginning with the country code.
What's
my country code?
I have country, USA.
Country
what's your area code? That's weird. It's asking you for a country
code. Yeah, it's asking for a country code. I just don't need no phone number. I always throw my phone number on there, I guess. I mean, maybe your people can help me.
Yeah, I'm going to tell the technicians to help. Country code would be U.S.
I don't know what our country code is.
Yeah, don't worry. Oh, it would be a 1.
Oh, so let me try that. Hold on.
Yeah, try your 1. Try 1, area code, and then your phone number. If that doesn't work, don't worry about it. I'll tell the technicians to handle it.
Okay. Hold on one second.
Uh-huh. Take your time.
Okay. I think that worked. Yep, it worked.
I'm all, when all else, hey, you know what I just did? I Googled it. What's the country
called? Oh, that's cool thing. That's what I would have done,
me?
Too. About
me. Right? It's okay. That's what you have me here for. I'll look it up.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Say that again.
When we communicate with you, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text?
All three.
And what forms of payments do you take?
Right now, I take Zelle.
Okay.
I take cash and check.
Awesome.
You still have the old school people that like writing them checks. As long as it don't bounce.
My mom still writes checks, and let me tell you something. I tried to Zelle her money, and she's like, what is that? I'm like, oh, God.
Zelle for the newer generation and checks for the older folks.
Yep.
So I do both.
Exactly. My mom calls still writing checks. It's funny because our pastor, they still hand out baskets, you know, for, like, taking up offering or tithing.
Yep.
Everybody's on digital push pay, so no one's putting anything in the basket, so it makes it look like no one's giving their tithes.
Oh, yeah, true.
Now, I know you're driving, so I want you to be safe, but when you do get a chance, there's going to be two messages. They went to both your email and your text messages, but there's one, okay, that's going to say action photos needed to get Google verified. So what you're going to do is we're going to give you a list, okay, Wendy, of items that we need pictures of. These pictures won't post anywhere online. This is going to help us get you verified, and actually when we're getting you through that unsuspension, right, we'd like to have these items already. So you're going to send us a picture of work tools, work equipment, your work vehicle with the license plate showing, business license, business insurance, registration for the business. Whatever's on that list that you have, send us the photos. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Send us what you can.
Okay.
There's a link there. You're going to upload them there or email them. Email or uploading the photos is always better. It's like better pictures. Because when you text them, for some reason, they don't look as clear, okay? Now, the other one will say initial invoice, and it'll go on to say, hello, Wendy, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please know that this is a recurring charge based upon the terms. And then there's a part that'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. What you're going to do is you're going to click on that where it says click here. It'll take it to a page that says Local Splash at the top, terms of experience. You want to scroll down to where you see mobile phone. Make sure it's your phone number in that box. And then there's two boxes right underneath of it. You're going to click in each box. The first box is going to say, I agree to receive text messages. That means text messages from Local Splash, okay? The other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder, sign up the credit card, my information is true and correct. And then at the very bottom, you're going to see this, like, red-orange type of arrow that says sign in that box next to it. You're going to click in there, type your name exactly as it reads there. Just Wendy, and then your middle initial with no period, and then your last name. And then you'll
now,
just
finally,
click on confirm signature. I'm sorry.
I remember all this. Can I call you that?
Of course you can.
Okay. It's a lie.
You sure can. I'm just kind of walking you through it. Even if you don't do it, and you, when you talk to the technician, they'll walk you through it, right? It's just because I want you to be kind of safe while you're driving. And so it's real simple. But always remember when you're typing your name in that box where it says sign that you don't put a period after your middle initial because the system doesn't recognize, like, numerical, like, periods or exclamation points. It's really weird. And then you'll just click on confirm signature. But either way, call me, okay? In fact, I'm going to also text you, because it's on the email, but I'll text you my number in case you get stuck. Just call me. I'm here up until 6 your time, so I'm still here for another hour and 20 minutes. But or you could even text me back and just say, hey, Nadine, I need your help to do this. And then if you don't get it done, don't worry. The technician will walk you through it. So just remember tomorrow, if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'll be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. But if you're in the middle of something when we call, just say, hey, can you guys call me right back, 5-10 minutes or whatever. So starting from tomorrow, 5 to 7 days, you're in the directory. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live. Remember, those could already start generating calls.